It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's up, Vangas?
Hello, Vangas.
How is everybody doing?
How you doing? We're doing pretty good because we in the motherfucking studio, bitch.
It's actually a one bedroom. Don't do me like that.
That's right. We not in the studio. We in the one bedroom, baby. Right. We're leveling up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles. So we're in Matt's office. We're on the couch. It's still the off season. Gunter's gone. But you know what? We're like, it's ramping up towards this thing. Like, this thing's starting soon. The boys are posting all their little workout pics. Alex Alvin posted a thing today. He said 7 weeks to go. I'm like, 7 weeks? That's basically nothing.
Yeah, Brian's, how long did you take for your foot to heal?
I broke my foot November 1st. Yeah. So it's been probably 10 weeks.
And when did it? When did it feel better?
I've been walking around like pretty fine for the last 3 weeks. So in the time, probably 7 weeks that it took me for my foot to heal, in the time that it took for my foot to basically heal,
yeah,
that's how long that it's gonna, you know, which is no time. It felt like nothing.
Okay.
Because I'm a fucking because my body heals because I'm a fucking uber fucking healing man. Yeah, but today we're going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about the things that are going on. But mostly what we're going to be talking about is the future.
The future.
The future of this sport, because there's a crazy, like, there's a storm brewing.
We're already on to next year
because, listen, 24, we know what's going to happen in 2024, okay? Mag's going to fucking continue to fucking beat the shit out of these little boys. But there are so many contracts that are going to be up in 2024. This upcoming silly season is going to be more silly than any silly season that there's ever been. But before we get into
Gunther being fired is going to be kind of maybe an afterthought.
Right.
Next year.
Totally.
It's not like Gunther being fired is like the biggest story right
That's
now.
Why they had to do it now. They were like, listen, like in a few months, like no one's going to even care about this. If they announced Gunther getting fired like mid-season of next year, people will be like, whatever, you know, I know, of course,
but it's going to be small change. It's going to be a lot of moving parts, and we're going to start talking about it now.
That's right.
We're making crazy predictions.
That's right. But before we get into that, we got to thank our daddies of the pod. All right, we got to thank Kayla, Robin, Jordan Texera, Jay Lingle, Spencer Grieve, Javier Mera, Sheila Valeri, Chandler, Luana Galbano, Ali Santana, Carla Horlo, Kimberly Quaylin, Alonso from My Face 69, Donya Danad, Jimmy, Muhammad Patel, Kimmy, sponsored by Mommy of the Pod, Hollister 584, Liv Lott, Cat, Future Dog Tour Dion, Steph Grossi, JB Fresh, Laura, Emily Gillenwater, Cody Hull is my F1 daddy, Branch W, Keep Up the Signs Hate, Hunter Scruggs, Salmonella Mozzarella, I'm a LeClaire fan and yes it hurts, Jay Kess, Sigma Alonso for President, George Russell is evil, Peter Parker from Spider-Man 3, Matt Edwards is always right, I wish I was Max and Danny's love child, and Camilla. Thank you, daddies. Okay, let's start with like whose contract is going to be up in 2024. So I have that right here, okay? And this is crazy, okay? We've got Sergio Perez. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one that's been talked about more than any of the other ones. We all know that like his day is coming. Well, that's all everyone's been talking about. On top of that, we have both Ferrari boys.
Both
Ferrari boys.
Okay.
Because there's been rumors that Charles is like re-signed until 2029, but they haven't, like, those are all rumors. Those are rumors. They're not necessarily grounded in reality. Both the Mercedes boys are staying until 2025.
Charles Leclerc is like Ferrari's boyfriend in Canada. It's like imaginary. Yeah. They're not.
It's just like, will they, won't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, they will. We all know what will happen. Both the Alpine boys are up in 2024.
Crazy.
Both of the F1 team Kicksauber boys will be up in 2024. Both of the Haas boys up in 2024. Fernando Alonso up in 2024. Lance Stroll has a rolling contract. No one knows when that will end. Both of the AlphaTauri boys and both of the Williams boys, all contracts over after this year. That's like two-thirds of the grid. Literally the only people that are safe going into 2026, Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton, George Russell, Lando, Oscar, and Lance Stroll. It's crazy. Six of the 20 have contracts past this year. So we're going to talk about where we think people might go, who's going to be out of the sport, who might be taking their place, all this shit, speculating wildly. Where should we start?
Do we want to start with the... Okay, let's start with some easy ones, maybe. Oh, so let's clear some space. Like, right. Who's going to be gone? So we clear the board.
Yes.
Let's like, who we think is just not going to be there.
Right. I think that...
Perez is going to be gone.
Perez is probably going to be gone.
He's not going to be on Red Bull anymore, but it doesn't mean...
Doesn't mean he'll be gone.
It just means he'll be not on Red Bull.
I could see him just being gone.
Just retiring.
Just kind of being like, this is, you know, what's he going to go to?
Williams or Audi.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll get a payday from like, you know.
I think he's got one more contract in him.
You think?
I think he does if he wants it.
Right.
If he wants it.
Yeah. I think Logan Sargeant's probably gone.
Yeah.
Zhou Guan Yu is probably gone. Yeah. One, or if not both, of the Haas boys probably gone.
Okay, so that's more interesting.
We're not sure about that because they might stay, but now that Gunter's gone, it's like a little bit like Haas is this.
But who is Haas going to get that's better than those two guys? Who do you see? Let's start with Haas. Who do you see going there that's better than they are?
I could see like Sergio Perez going to Haas. He would bring in a ton of money.
Mm.
Do
you think he wants to go there?
No, but I could see it happening.
Okay, so if his Red Bull contract is up, do you think he would want to go there?
Do I think he'd want to go there? No, but I don't think there's any place that he would really want to go. On the grid. I could see it happening. I'm not sure about that. That's a very iffy one for me. I feel like beyond the Haas boys, let's get a few spring cleaning things out of the way. Probably Daniel Ricciardo going into Red Bull.
I think it happens
mid-season.
Well, this is the interesting thing. Do they get him in there?
Do they cut Checo's season short?
Short, because when's Lando's contract up?
Lando's contract's up in 2025. So
they have an awkward amount of time.
Yeah,
before the guy that they want actually is available.
Lando would come if Lando was going to go to Red Bull. He would go into Red Bull as of right now, unless people break contracts, which you know can happen, but probably not. He would go into Red Bull 2026.
Yeah,
that would give Daniel 1 year in 2025. So he would do 2024 with AlphaTauri. He'd do one year at Red Bull 2025, then maybe retire. If that's the plan, that Red Bull wants Lando. It's like you bring in Daniel, he gets one last hurrah, he gets one final season with Red Bull, and then they say goodnight, and they bring in Lando in. If that's really what they want to do.
That's probably what's going to happen.
I think
they'll bring in Daniel for 1 year. Yeah, I mean, it'll give them a storyline that is good.
Right.
I mean, people will be talking about Red Bull in a positive, fun way.
Sure.
For once in everyone's goddamn life. People will be like, oh, isn't this fun?
Certainly what they want. It's like Daniel and Lando give them a bunch of really good PR. A bunch of really good you know, vibes towards the team.
I guess the question is if 2024 rolls around, yeah. Max is dominating, like the same way.
Yes.
Like, and he's going to win the Constructors by himself.
Right, right.
And Sergio's struggling the same. Will they pull the plug halfway through and just throw Daniel in there to see what happens? Or are they going to be like, 2025 will be Daniel's year?
I feel like they'll probably be like, 2025 will be Daniel's year. They did all this fucking, like, I think the only way they pull Sergio is if there's like other people that, like, if there's a real threat towards the Constructors Championship and Checo's fucking up and Checo's like butchering the seat.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like they talk about Checo's seat so much, but it like really doesn't matter.
Right.
His seat doesn't matter. Like, right. They could literally have me in the car.
Right.
They could have me in the car and still win.
Yeah.
So it's like, who does it really? And by that metric, why not get the numbies man himself in there as soon as possible?
Yeah. I mean, I think this year was that. I mean, next year might not be that. Like, they still might dominate, but it might not be so dominant where they might, you know, need like a Valtteri Bottas to, you know, just put in the, you know, that Valtteri Bottas.
I'm about to depress you for a second. Jenny threw in the notes. I mean, they won as much as they won without the wind tunnel time, with all the penalties.
Right.
With everything, the kitchen sink thrown at them, they're going to have probably more wind tunnel time than they did before.
Yeah.
I mean, they already had less. You know, they had had the fact that they won.
Yeah.
And then they got that cut.
Yeah.
Because of all the other shit.
Yeah.
And they had been dominating so much that they probably scaled back on development of the 2023 car. This 2024 car is probably fired up and, you know, this they're rock hard.
Damn.
They've been popping Viagras since whenever.
Damn.
Since mid-season.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
but there's some other people, you know, and which we'll get into later in the episode, but, you know, those two former Red Bull employees who are going to be, you know, in, you know, working for McLaren now. We'll see if any of these teams can actually make, you know, a jump. My bet is that it's going to be McLaren, who like might be the only people that like sticking around, hanging around. But
I want to talk about an interesting news article.
Yeah.
Andrea Stella said something funny to me. He said, this is a little bit of a tangent, but sort of related. Andrea Stella said that that Verstappen couldn't have won in a McLaren in 2023.
Uh-huh.
He's like, it's not just about the driver. It's about the car and the car that you give him. And he said, look, Verstappen is not a god. He couldn't have won in a McLaren. I'm going to push back on that. He could have absolutely won it in a McLaren, because if he was in a McLaren, that meant that somebody else was in a Red Bull,
right.
Not him.
Right.
So he absolutely, if Sergio Perez was the lead driver of Red Bull,
he absolutely
would have gotten one or two wins in a fucking McLaren, because someone else would have been fucking driving that car that wasn't
him. Yeah, but it would have been Lando Norris, dude. No one had a fucking chance, dude. That's what it would have been.
In that world, they're both on that team.
Right, I see.
In my head.
Right.
It's a Lando Max team.
And it's Sergio Perez and Sergio Perez. And they're both out in Q3.
Yeah.
And
they're both squeaking. They're winning. One of them is winning with the championship in a fucking one of the best seasons of all time.
Yeah.
That's like a great season. That's one of the greatest. Lewis.
Two Perez's and then Max and Lando and the McLarens.
Yeah. And Lewis Hamilton is chasing his eighth. Yeah. Are you crazy? That's an amazing. And George is fucking everything up for Lewis.
No.
That's an incredible season.
It would just be so sick if, like, the best car had people that just couldn't drive it. That would just be so. It would just be so great. If that
you put Logan Sargeant in the Red Bull. And all of a sudden, you're Gucci.
But Sargeant and DeVries in the Red Bull.
I want the audience to know that I have headphones in, and Brian's right here.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was like, why the fuck do you have headphones on?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Okay, so here's what I and maybe we can have different opinions on this. I think that what happens is Perez finishes his 2024 season. At the break, they announced that it's going to be Daniel Ricciardo in the Red Bull seat.
Mm-hmm.
And during silly season, they're going to be like, it's going to be Ricciardo in the Red Bull seat. Maybe he does one race, but I don't think that they're bringing him in halfway through. I think that they've fought so much for Perez to stay in that seat, for them to then drop him halfway through. They could have broken the contract this year, but they didn't. I think it's possible, but I think that that's what happens.
I think they're biding their time until somebody really sexy comes on the market, like Lando.
Right.
And yes. Everybody else is just a seat filler.
Right.
Until they get the guy they really want. I think they're probably worried. I think the fact that there's rumors that they're approaching Lando.
Yeah.
There's all these rumors that Lando's getting offers.
Right.
Is telling me that they think that Max is not long for this world.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading in between the lines. That Max is probably maybe gone.
I feel like
2020.
Here's what I think probably happens with Max. The second the dip starts, he's gone.
Right. The second they have the Mercedes moment where it's over, he's out.
Like, he'll do that season and then be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that he's like, he's gonna get out before the crash.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna sell all his his Red Bull stock.
Exactly. Yeah. He's gonna liquidate.
He's gonna be the guy. He's not gonna be the guy in Dumb Money that is holding.
That's right. He's not gonna be America Ferrara.
Right.
Yes.
He's gonna be the two college girls.
Yes. Who sold right as it started to dip, and they were like, we got out.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I think that you're right that Red Bull is kind of biding their time. And I think that Daniel's a perfect placeholder for that. That's why Daniel's perfect for a 2025 seat.
They have such high class problems. They're like, why don't we just throw Daniel Ricciardo in there? Because it doesn't really matter.
Right.
That'll be fun. Wouldn't it be fun to have Daniel back? It'd be a great, they're like in a writer's room.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a great storyline? Right.
Well, they're like the hottie at the prom who's just like, you. And then there's just everyone's like, okay, me. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, why don't I make his dreams come true?
Yeah.
So
I think Daniel gone from AlphaTauri. I also think Yuki.
Well, I want to say this. What if Daniel Yuki is like a wash? What if it's like, what if they're splitting qualifying?
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard
for them to put Daniel in the seat.
I mean, I think they might do it anyway.
I think they would still do it anyway, honestly.
Fuck it.
He's got the numbies. Great press. Probably Max still dominates. They don't necessarily like need Daniel to be like, you know.
We know he can handle the pressure.
And if anything, I think the narrative will probably be, there'll still be like flashes of greatness. There might not be like the consistency, but like that wasn't necessarily,
what
you know.
What if Yuki's like up 10 points? I love Yuki more than that, but I don't anticipate it being like a little slaughter.
Right. But if Yuki's like solidly beating Daniel Ricciardo, and then Daniel Ricciardo gets the Red Bull seat.
It's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be tough luck. No, not for the Daniel Ricciardo fans. They're completely irrational.
No, of course. It'll be hard for me to, because I'm like,
I'm torn. I'm Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm really like, come on. If Yuki's hanging with Daniel and beating Daniel, and then Daniel gets the Red Bull seat, that's gonna be crazy. Especially.
I would give the tie to Daniel just because of his experience.
He has the experience. But especially if Yuki winds up seatless in the following year, which is a possibility. So let's get into Yuki.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the rumors that, you know, there's the Honda partnership that's on the horizon with Aston Martin. Lance Stroll has a contract for life there. Fernando Alonso's contract is up in 2024.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that. I think Honda, it's interesting because if you're Honda, you're like, I hate Fernando Alonso.
Yeah.
He said GP2 engine.
Right.
Do I ever forgive him for that?
Yes.
But then I'm also like, are we going to get a better driver than him?
Right.
To come to this team? Maybe, probably not. He's the best that we're probably going to do.
Yes.
I also think, are we imagining Lance Stroll wanting to do this for another year after next year? Does it seem?
I don't know. I know. I mean, he seems miserable.
I think he's gone. I am putting a Fernando and Yuki team together, and I'm repainting my whole house green.
I mean, that would be the greatest thing that's ever happened.
That's the best team.
Can you imagine a Yuki Lance team? That would be the blind leading the blind.
That would be cringe.
Who do you like listen to in that?
Who's the team leader?
Yeah, who's leading that team? I mean, kind of fucking crazy. Okay, I like this scenario. I'm into this. Lance Stroll after 2024 saying, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm going to go to WEC or I'm going to.
I'm going to go to WEC. I'm going to have like a nice life.
Or I'm going to build you know, I'm going to live on an island somewhere.
Yeah. What if I had like, what if I just like enjoyed my life? What if I just did that? I mean, he's posting all these videos of him like snowboarding in the fucking backwoods. Yeah. Seems like he's having like the time of his life.
What's the point of being that rich and privileged if you're not having a good time?
If you're not just like living it up.
Yeah.
Just live it up, Bobby. Yeah. Okay. I love this.
So it's Fernando Yuki team.
Okay. So what that leaves is two AlphaTauri.
Fernando would have to be some spiteful pieces of shit to not forgive Alonso.
Yes.
After all these
years.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Let's not be crazy.
Yeah.
And Honda, you've had such a crazy time. You know, like you're the ups and downs of F1 have been, you know, you have to acknowledge the downs as well.
Yeah.
And just because Fernando Alonso like said the quiet thing out loud. I mean, that's what happened. Fernando Alonso said the quiet part out loud. Yeah. And you're really going to punish him for that?
You blackballed him?
Yeah, you're really going to punish him for that?
10 years later or whatever?
Just because he's Cat Williams? Come on. is Fernando Alonso the Cat Williams of Formula One?
He kind of is. He's short and he's angry. He's made constant career missteps.
Yes.
But he speaks truth to power.
And he speaks truth to power. He says the quiet part out loud. And he's just like, probably objectively better than everyone else. He doesn't have the championships. He doesn't have the television shows or the movies or necessarily the resume. But like when it comes to the raw pace,
he's got it.
Yeah. Just like Cat Williams.
Yeah. Fernando Alonso is the Cat Williams of F1.
Put it on TikTok. Okay. So what?
I can't wait till Fernando Alonso gets into a fight with a middle schooler. I'm dying to see
Wouldn't
that.
Put it past him. And when he comes on our podcast and just talks shit about everybody.
Cannot wait for
that. Just talk shit about everybody. It needs to happen.
I just want some middle schooler to come up to Alonso and be like, you know, Lewis beat you on countback. Just bomb, bomb.
Yeah. He beat you in 07 as a rookie. Oh, that's fucking really good. Okay, so what that leaves, though, is two empty seats at AlphaTauri, going to be the Racing Bulls. So this is where this gets kind of interesting, because I think probably who's going to be filling these seats, one, Liam Lawson. But then there's an interesting thing. So now we're getting into the guys coming up. And Red Bull has three other guys, really two, who actually have the potential to actually do this. They're Dennis Hauger and Ayuma Uwasa.
Okay, so where did Hauger finish last year?
Okay, so Hauger was an F3 champion.
Yep.
But then he struggled in F2. He got eighth in 2023.
That's tough.
Now, Uwasa got fourth in F2 this year. I think he got fifth or sixth in F2 last year. He's pretty consistent.
He's not as young as you think he is.
He is not as young. Also, there's less of like a Honda, you know, as Honda's leaving the Red Bull.
No, he's unlucky in the same way that Yuki was lucky.
Right.
You know, he got in. Yuki got in when Honda was really interested in making that Red Bull relationship work.
Right.
Whereas Uwasa's, you know,
right,
not.
But he is probably like the guy. There's Jack Crawford is also in the Red Bull program, who's American, but he's been kind of mid.
It's interesting because Liam Lawson was kind of mid. And then he went to Super Formula and kind of tightened it up.
But his mid wasn't even that. Like, he got like fourth in F2.
That's
like,
kind of mid.
It's kind of mid, but it's not like, you know, like Hauger got eighth in F2. I think Uwasa finished one place behind Lawson. So you could argue that Uwasa's kind of like right there with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Uwasa's staying in F2 this year, which was, people were like a little bit surprised by. There was a thought that maybe he was going to go to Super Formula.
Yeah.
And kind of get and do that same track that Liam Lawson did. It'll be, this F2 season is going to be really interesting, because it's like Uwasa.
He might be fucked because
he needs to fuck. Well, it's going to be really fucking competitive, and he needs to like show that he's got the stuff to be that, to fill that second.
Who's he
Red
running
seat.
With? Who's he? He's running with the guy Kimi Antonelli, who's like the LeBron James.
Yes.
Of,
yeah. There's of, a lot of. There's some fucking. This F2 season is fucking stacked. Yeah.
Who else is in there? They got
there's,
Kimi.
Yeah. There's Kimi. There's Victor Martin, who was F3 champion, yeah. and he did pretty well this year in F2. There's Ollie Bierman.
Yeah.
Is he
a Mercedes guy?
He's a Ferrari guy.
Oh, he's a Ferrari guy.
There's Kimi Antonelli, who's the
he's literally won everything that he's touched.
The chosen one. Yeah, there's the F3 champ. This Brazilian kid, Gabriel Bortello. And then there's this guy, Ritomo Miyata, who is, you know, also kind of made his bones in Japan and is a super highly touted prospect coming in as well. There's a bunch of guys coming in.
We call this a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath because there's so many fucking seats opening up, and especially for these two. I mean, I think Lawson's got it hooked up. I think it's probably going to be Iwasa unless Red Bull goes outside the family, which they could absolutely do. I could see Red Bull, because as we get into, let's get into Kimi Antonelli. Would it be crazy?
Because I know what you're thinking. I don't, if they Zach Brown it. No.
Yes. If they Max Verstappen it. And they're just like, we'll put you in F1 right now.
Because for those of you who don't know, Max Verstappen was talking to Mercedes.
Yes.
And Mercedes was like, we're going to set you up. You're going to be doing F2, F3. And they're like, and Red Bull's like, fuck that. Toro Rosso immediately.
Yes.
And that's how they got him.
Yes.
Now, they have that power because Mercedes doesn't have a second team.
Well, they have like Williams.
But Williams, one seat maybe. But now, right now, they're filling neither of those.
Right.
They've got Logan and...
And Albon.
And the problem is now Williams has their own driver development program.
Right.
So how are they going to be able to sign young talent when one of their seats goes to fucking Mercedes guys?
Right.
Now, they're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get someone like Kimi on the team. And from my understanding, is like, let's say... Mercedes was like, okay, put Kimi on Williams right now. It's like, okay, you got to have a huge discount on engines. Huge discount on engines. And Williams is going to be like, well, we're going to want him for like 2 years.
Right.
So it's like Mercedes is going to have to let him go for 2 years.
Right.
And also, is Kimi going to want to be on Williams for 2 years if he's that hot shit?
Yeah.
So that's where it gets kind of interesting. Maybe Red Bull could offer him... I bet you them getting him in Williams. I think Alpine fucked this up colossally.
100%.
I think if Mercedes puts him at Williams, like he's fucked. He has to stay there. Like it's like probably like
Kimi is
like, we have to get you an F1 seat.
Right.
And if that's Williams, it's Williams. Like it's tough shit.
Right. Well, I think most of the time, any way that you cook this, most of the time you're not Oscar Piastri jumping into like a sexy team. You know, it's like usually, you know, it's like that's what Leclerc did. That's what George Russell did. It's not necessarily a shitty situation. You have 2 years on a team with not high expectations.
But George Russell did.
Exactly.
George Russell did like 3 years, didn't he?
I think he did 2 years.
Did he do 2 years or 3 years?
I'm not sure. It was either 2 or 3 years. And yeah, all those boys, they came in 20, I think.
No, George Russell did 3 years and he's like, that's his cross to bear. Yeah. That he did 3 years.
He was like, I was in the shit.
Yeah.
I was in the shit for 3 years at Williams.
That's his chip on his shoulders.
Well, the thing with Kimi Antonelli is that, like, is he coming for seemingly, this is what Mercedes had planned, was that George is going to come in, Lewis is going to win his eighth, retire, George is going to be top guy, and then we got this Kimi Antonelli guy who's going to come in, and they're just going to hand off the baton nice and clean, like in the Olympics. And then what's happening right now is there's like
George is fucked.
There's a big old fumble. You know, like when you see someone and they pass the baton, they just drop it, and it's just like chaos. That's kind of what's happening.
I think this
right
is
now.
George's last year to prove himself. He needs to beat Lewis this year.
Yeah.
And even if he beats Lewis, like he needs to beat Lewis convincingly. Because even if he like edges Lewis in this lame way that he did in 2022,
right?
It's like, okay, so you kind of did a few Hail Marys on strategy,
and you beat
an older, like you beat like a almost pushing 40 Lewis,
right? It's like you're not a rook. It's like you're not like there's no more excuses.
Yeah,
it's like either you're the guy. It's
they're like, looking for the next Lewis. They're not looking for the guy who can just beat.
Yeah.
They're not looking for the next Rosberg who can beat Lewis like 1 year when all the stars align.
Yeah,
they're looking for the guy.
And then quit.
And then quit. They're looking for the next Lewis.
Right.
The next Verstappen.
Yeah.
And the next Verstappen is not beating Lewis due to some technicality in the last race where they let the cars unlap themselves.
Right.
Just kidding. That's exactly what happened. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right.
So I think George is fucked, and I don't know What happens if Lewis doesn't beat George? If George doesn't beat, how long is Lewis, when is Lewis's contract up?
Lewis's contract is up in 2025. Same with George. They both have contracts through 2025. I think Lewis is going to want to stay. I think that Lewis is sticking around.
I think if Lewis wants to stay, I think George is gone. And I think they bring Kimmy in.
I mean, that would give Kimmy 1 year. This is what would have to happen.
No, then they probably re-sign George for like one more year.
1 year.
1 year.
And he's like pissed about it.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? They signed Lewis for two. They signed George for one. Or Lewis for three, maybe. They signed George for one.
Or they give him a 1-1 on their side.
Right, they give him
an option on their side.
Right.
But they, if he doesn't... But I think he's fucked. Because he hasn't beaten Lewis. Yeah. He hasn't beaten an older... What you would think biologically past his prime Lewis.
Yeah.
So it's over for him, kind of.
It might be. And so then what that situation is that Kimmy Antonelli, you know, if he performs well in F2.
Yeah.
If he gets like a top three performance,
he's
going to F1. He's probably going to Williams.
Because Red Bull will take him.
Because Red Bull will take him
immediately.
Logan Sargeant will be out.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's happening at Williams, Alex Albon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's rumors that Albon's going to go to Ferrari, that Ferrari likes Albon, that they like his vibe, that they think that his driving style is actually more suited. It's more similar to Leclerc's, that they would complement each other, all this stuff. Now, what that also implies is that Carlos Sainz is not long for his time at Ferrari. That's what people are saying. That's those are things that are possible.
Lots of people are saying that.
Lots of people are saying
that Alex Albon is going to Ferrari
because Carlos Sainz sucks. You suck, Carlos. I don't know. Where would Carlos Sainz go? Because Carlos Sainz only makes good moves in Formula One. The guy he always lands clean. He's like a cat. When the cat like falls over and then it just like lands on his feet, and you're like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know, but he's kind of now in a place where he can only go down.
Yeah.
I mean, he sort of got his way up to the top.
Yeah.
Which was really impressive. But now it feels like he can only go down unless he goes to Audi and they've somehow figured it out in their first couple of years.
Right.
And it's a rocket ship.
Yep.
But that is, history tells us different, that's not what happens.
I could see him going to Audi. I could also maybe see him going to Alpine, going back to his Alpine. I could see that potentially.
Or you know what would also be interesting? He's a great candidate. I mean, now I'm fucking up my dream team.
Yeah, yeah.
He could go to Aston.
Mm.
Like I see him going to a solid team.
Him with Fernando.
I see him going to a solid team.
Fernando just destroys him.
Yeah. I see him going to a solid team with that you know, he could tell himself could win.
Right.
But, you know, I see, you know, maybe Audi. Alpine, I don't think he's going to go to Alpine because Alpine's never going to win.
Right.
They just don't care enough.
Yeah.
They just don't have, they don't put the resources in. Although with this new management group, who knows?
Yeah. So that's potential there.
I think he's gone though. I don't think he can.
Maybe he leaves. He's out the sport.
No. I think he's going somewhere. Do you think that Carlos Sainz is going to try to sweat out like two more years with Leclerc?
I think he'll try. He's like hasn't embarrassed, like, you know, it's like it's been ultimately. I mean, it's, I think he's been fucking like on tilt, but I think it's been ultimately. You know, it's,
you
good
think
for
he's
the legacy.
Try to stay?
I think he's going to try. Oh, I think do I think he'll try to stay? Yes. But if he, but.
Or do you think he wants his own team?
I don't think
so. Because Audi, they might say, hey, so one of these other teams might say, this will be your team.
Yeah, I could see that if there's a better offer on the table, for sure.
Because right now, do you think he wants to keep dealing with the fact that it's not his team? That
right.
He's a number two driver.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to, he has to use all of his political will. And Fred Vasseur.
Okay. I like that. You know, okay, so here's what I think happens then.
Okay.
I'm going to throw this out. I think that maybe Carlos Sainz goes to what's going to be Audi.
Yep.
F-Team 1 keeps Albert.
They build the team around him.
Zhou Guanyu's gone. Do I think then maybe, get this, Valtteri Bottas goes to Williams and takes Albon's seat and finishes his career at the team where he started?
Mm. I think Botas.
You think Botas is gone? Okay, so then who do you think takes that second Williams seat? Because if they're going to bring in Kimi Antonelli,
yeah,
they're going to want someone with experience. They're going to want someone that can be nurtured underneath him.
I think wouldn't it be Checo? Or you think Checo?
I guess it could be Checo.
Could be Checo, or
I think I'm like if it's Checo, it could be Bottas. You know what I mean? I think like Bottas has more of a connection with that team. I know it's new management, but there's something about that, and like think that there's.
I think Bottas or Checo that end up there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's also the Gasly Ocon situation. That's crazy that they're both up.
Well, yeah, but part of me thinks that they both renew. That they stick with them.
See, here's a fun thought.
Yeah,
you do a new TV show, blows up.
Yeah.
You become a bajillionaire. You get into a new investment group with Michael B. Jordan and Ryan McElhaney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Bridge and Tunnel becomes a cult hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like after the fact, you become a huge star. And you're making millions of dollars. You buy into Alpine. You buy into a new team.
Yeah.
What's the fun in just keeping the new drivers? Like, don't you want to throw your weight around and make some signing? That's like part of the fun of doing this. It's really hard to come in as a new ownership group and be like, yeah, re-sign the same guys. From a human standpoint.
But I think if they're going to make, if you're really going to make, that's a sexy way of throwing your weight around. But if you're going to like want this team to be great, I don't think you do it with the drivers. I think you do it with like the management. I think you try to bring in people from Red Bull. You try to like make waves and like, you know, fuck around and break.
These are Hollywood people.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, who's starring?
Yeah. Who's in front of the camera?
Right.
You're throwing a bunch of nerds' names at me.
Yeah.
Psychologically, they might want to sign a name.
Okay. But then...
If Daniel Ricciardo's available. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you mean to tell me that Ryan Reynolds is not going to want to try
to get someone
like that? You know?
You're right.
It's going to be really hard. Think about the numbies they do.
Fuck, you're right. Do you think they get rid of both of them, or you think they keep one? Because
they probably keep one.
Based off that, you keep Gasly. Based off that criteria, if you just want like sexy guys who
need one French guy,
right? And what does the new management? What does you know Rob McElhaney and these like American investors care about it being like two French? You know, they don't care about the Frenchness of the team.
Maybe we're overstating this.
Their influence?
No, they're how stupid they are because they did just rebuild that Wrexham thing.
Yeah, no, I think that they like they know how to listen to the right people. I think they like these are while they're Hollywood guys, they're kind of like the savviest of them.
Yes, yes. I mean Ryan Reynolds is smart. He has this whole like Mint Mobile thing. Like he's making a lot of money.
Yeah, they make like their
outside of Hollywood.
They're like tequila. They have like all this. It's like I'm a movie star, but like
he has this. I make Maximum Effort, which does like marketing. Or something. He has like a whole empire.
Yeah.
So he's not like an idiot, obviously, but from a marketing perspective. If you're trying, I don't know.
It is a good narrative, though. Like, the two Frenchmen, like, this is the French team. These are the French guys. Like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, I don't think it's a knock on them. I think that they have, like, an interesting
No, it's a great lineup. Pitch. It's a great lineup. But is it sexy enough?
Yeah.
Are either of them big enough? You want to Ricciardo.
I think you resign, because I don't think there's anyone sexier right now.
No, in 2024? How long is Daniel Ricciardo in there for? When's his contract up?
Up in 2024.
I think Daniel Ricciardo might go back there. How long do you think he's lasting?
Not sure.
Well, no, he's going to do. We said he's going to be Red Bull 2025.
If he doesn't, maybe that's what happens. That's what happens. They offer that.
Yeah. No, we have to make predictions. He's going to be at Red Bull.
I think he's going to be in Red Bull in 2025. I think here's what I think that both.
I think we're making like this too dramatic. I think they signed both of those guys for like one more year.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
And they wait.
Yes, they wait it out.
They wait it out. Unless one guy dominates the other.
Yes.
But
because then like George Russell will be gone. I mean, Lewis Hamilton, maybe. That's obviously like
Lewis Hamilton is staying at Mercedes or he's retiring.
Of course. But if Ricciardo signs for another 1 year, then maybe they have a chance to get him. Honestly, Yuki.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be like Yuki could be there in 2025, but I think for 2025, They re-signed Gasly and Ocon both for one year.
And an option on his side, probably.
Okay, so what does that leave? That leaves, there's still an open seat. If Carlos Sainz is going to F1 team Kick Sauber, we need that second seat. So now, that maybe this is where there's another junior guy coming in. Because if you got like an experienced guy, maybe you do bring in a rookie. I don't know how much pull Ferrari still has in that department. Like Ferrari, like how much pull, like does Ferrari get one seat where they get a choice of who they want?
Not when Audi takes over, probably, but they probably probably still have some pull with this.
Because if it's going to, if they're going to do that, because
they're supplying engines,
it would be probably Théo Pourchaire. Because Fred loves him. We talked to Fred about like who, like of the junior guys, he loves
2 years ago.
But he just won F2.
In his like second or third year.
In his third year, but he got second. No, but he got Théo Pourchaire. It took him 3 years to win F2, but he got fifth in 2021. He got second in 2022, and he won last year. So he's been like, he got second, you know, last year, and then won this year. He's been consistent.
Who did he lose to? Like Drugovich?
But he was, I mean, Drugovich, it was like his fifth year in F2. So he knew the fucking like lay of the land. I mean, he was a super senior.
Just beating the shit out of children.
Yeah. But yeah, there's Théo Pourchaire. There's Ollie Bearman. Ollie Bearman's also a Ferrari junior. And Haas said that when Ollie Bearman did like a test for them, they sang his Bremen.
That's the other place that Ferrari has pull.
Yes.
Okay.
And now with, I could see them now that like Gunther's gone, where they're like, oh, you like we're gonna put in our shit here even more. You need us even that much more, honestly.
Well, if they want to save money.
Yeah.
Because I think that was good. Because that was good.
Gunther was like, let's do this thing on our own, and Gene was like, nah, like, you know, can't do that.
Well, Gunther was like, let's actually pay drivers to do their job.
Yes.
And that's why they got such a good result in 2022.
Yeah.
That with Mick and K-Mag.
Yeah.
And then in 2023, they had two professional drivers. And you know what? They came in last, but it was touch and go. It was only because AlphaTauri just went apeshit at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They almost got ninth. Are we having this conversation if Gunther got ninth instead of 10th?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Honestly, maybe. I still think maybe, because I think that like there was a fundamental like
disagreement
about like how they should proceed going forward.
Yeah.
And Gene's been so fucking bitchy in the press.
What's he been saying?
He's just been like, you know, like now engineering's at the center of this. The implications are all that like Gunter's fame was getting in the way. This was an like the team's an embarrassment. We want to win now, and like blah blah blah. Now, you know, he's been throwing fucking.
Well, Gene's an engineer, actually.
Yeah.
So he's like thinking. So he wants to hire like an engineer.
Yeah. He's another like, I'm tired of this
Hollywood shit.
Right.
I'm tired of this guy who has a deal. A Hollywood deal.
right.
Which, by the way, everyone's saying, well, you had a Hollywood deal. I'm like, you know how involved he was in that? Absolutely
right.
Not.
Yeah,
he got some money.
Right.
He's going to read the script, say, oh, we wouldn't do it like this.
They're going to slap his name as it is an executive producer.
He spent maybe 5 hours on that whole thing. So this idea, like, well, he's gone Hollywood. It's like, no.
Yeah, he's taking meetings.
Like, we know people that are, like, involved in that capacity on shows.
Yeah.
And they consult and they slap their name on it. But it's not like they're burning the candle on both ends.
Okay, this is what Jenny said. According to Marco, Gunter Steiner wanted to...
Marco's waiting in. Yeah,
Marco's throwing his fucking chips in the fucking table. Okay, according to Helmut Marco, Gunter Steiner wanted to convert his gain in popularity through Drive to Survive into shares of the team. But that did not sit well with the team owner, Gene Haas, and hence Steiner's contract was not renewed in 2024. Quote, let's put it this way. Anyone who becomes too popular through a documentary like Netflix tends to take off. But if you fly too high too quickly, you will fall more quickly. F1 insider who quoted Marco.
Wow.
Wow. He flew too close to the sun?
I thought he just wanted Gene to invest more into the team. Or he wanted some celebrities. There was also rumors.
Yeah.
So this is the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Is that I heard that Rob McElhenney and those guys were looking to go into Haas.
Yes.
And that was denied. And that pissed Gunther off. It's like, let's get some more money into this
thing. Right.
So, like, two things could be true.
Yeah, it might be part of the cocktail.
Yeah, it's like, give me some ownership.
Well, he might have said, all right, well, if you're not going to do that, then I want fucking a piece of this goddamn thing.
Yeah. So it's like,
you know what I mean? Who knows what.
Both sides are.
Many fine people on both sides. Wow. Damn. Helmut Marco, dude.
Well, that's a juicy little tidbit.
That is a juicy little fucking
I don't want shares in the
take.
Team.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Gene, I'm like, probably go fuck yourself, right? It's really hard to put your own ego aside.
Yeah.
You're like, this
when
is
you
my...
fronted every
when,
bill.
When you paid for everything.
When you fronted every bill and paid him, you know, and he's had... I mean, but...
And he's like, and because he's a Kardashian now, I have to give you shares?
Yeah. That's, I mean, Gunter did start that. He started the fucking team.
It was
his baby.
He had all the political connections and the vision, and he was the one that was like,
no,
we're going to get these parts new.
Yeah.
He made it happen. There's no, any asshole with money. There's lots of assholes with money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's only one Gunter.
It's true.
So, you know what's funny? This is wild. Everyone's talking about how Andretti could buy Haas, blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah, that's...
I was like, what do you think F1 would be more excited about? And Andretti trying to get in
through as the
back 11th
door.
Team?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or Gunther just finding a new rich asshole and trying to buy back in?
Absolutely.
Absolutely Gunther.
Absolutely Gunther.
I mean, how is Gunther not just finding another billionaire to fund Team Gunther?
Because because at the end of the day, it is still like $1 billion. Because it's like it's still so much goddamn money that even though Gunther is charming and like,
but it's a money making proposition. It's now financially viable because of the cost cap.
Yeah,
and Andretti's has all this headache because who the fuck cares about Andretti?
Well, what's your suggestion that Gunther goes with Andretti?
No, that fuck Andretti. Fuck Andretti. I have Andretti's like, look at all this money I have. I have money
and resources.
I Colton Herta finished in 12th in IndyCar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have the Andretti name.
Right.
I think the Steiner name beats the Andretti name right now in terms of relevancy.
Yeah, sure. With the established F1 fandom.
With the established F1 fan. Who's as a casual F1 fan, who's more excited? Are you more excited by as an American F1? This is the crazy part. American F1 fans care more about Gunther Steiner than they do about Andretti.
Yeah.
And I love Mario Andretti.
Right.
He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
We talked to him twice. But the average person doesn't know who Mario Andretti is.
Yeah, well, it's the sign, but still, even still. Yeah. The Andretti name.
The Andretti name.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want Gunther to
just run
the clock, run it back to the exact same thing, and just do what Andretti's doing.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody because here's the other thing. Michael Andretti, like, I think he pissed all those teams off the way he went about it.
Yes.
They don't like him.
Right.
Like, as a person.
Right.
They're like, no, we don't want you. You can't sit with us.
Yeah.
It's very high school.
Yeah.
Like, Gunther has mastered the high school part of it.
Yeah.
So I think a Team Steiner...
Steiner GP.
Steiner Racing.
That's our call. Haas sells to a billionaire, not knowing that Gunter Steiner is even involved. He sells, and then Gunter Steiner, like, they sign the document.
But he does what Andy does in The Office, where, like,
what does he do?
He, like, he's like working as a janitor, yeah, and he finds like a big backer, and then he like comes out in like a tuxedo as like, haha, bitches, they're backing me. Like, he comes in with, right, like, I forgot.
It would be the ultimate Tom Wamsgans move.
Too. Yeah.
He just finds a fucking Skarsgård.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he's back. He's CEO.
You mean to tell me there isn't some billionaire that wouldn't back Gunther?
He's like, look at my track record. I'll get you 10th. You'll be last place, but I'll be leading the team. It'll be me, Elon. Listen, it'll be me, Elon.
If I had the money that some of these guys had, I would be in 100%. But I guess people say, we don't get to be a billionaire unless you do things like that. I'm sorry. A lot of people get to be billionaires because they're incredibly lucky. They steal. They lie.
Yes.
And they don't give people air conditioning.
Yeah, they take shortcuts.
Or let
shortcuts.
Them go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So, it's not all just... and they copyright things that other people just were doing before them.
Okay, so... That's really fucking fun. Okay, so what we have...
God, I wish I was Bill Gates so bad.
So what we have right now is we've got Kimi Antonelli and... Did we make it this... And Valtteri Bottas at Williams in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Liam Lawson and Iwasa at Aston. I mean, at AlphaTauri.
At AlphaTauri.
We've got Lance Stroll leaving, Yuki Tsunoda and Fernando Alonso at Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. Love that. We've got Carlos Sainz and, oh, we still don't have a second person for this. We were maybe thinking maybe Théo Pourchaire.
Where? At Haas?
At Audi. What's going to be, or, you know, F1 team kick Sauber. Or, and then this gets to the Haas question. So we've got K-Mag and Nico. I think if one of them's going to stay, it's probably Nico.
Yeah.
I could see K-Mag going. I don't know.
You throw one of the Ferrari juniors.
You could throw Ollie Bearman or Théo Pourchaire there. Yeah. So I think Ollie Bearman, because Ollie Bearman he tested with Haas. They loved him. They loved him
what
when he tested.
What are they supposed to say to the press? He was all right.
No, but I think sometimes they're like, it's, you know, it's kind of cryptic.
Okay.
They were like gushing over him.
Okay.
And Io was like the new, like the, like Io, who's now the team principal.
And where did Ollie Bearman finish?
Oh. He got 6th this year.
And it's only going to get tougher next year.
2 behind Iwasa. Yeah. So, you know, there's this kid, Frederick Vesti.
Yeah, but he's Merck.
I think he's a Williams. I think he's in through Williams. But some of this shit can fucking change. Victor Martins, he's with Alpine.
It's crazy how much talent there is. Jack Doohan, just get nowhere.
Jack Doohan, who's also with Alpine, he's like coming up. But if they don't get Alpine seats, I could see someone else kind of like snatching these guys up.
So who's at the top of that heap? Frederick Vesti, where's he at? Who's he with?
I think he's with Williams. Mercedes, no, he's a Mercedes junior driver.
He's fucked.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, yeah, Zach O'Sullivan also finished. He was second in F3 in 2023. We'll see how he does in F2 this year.
Was he a Williams?
He's a Williams junior driver. This kid, Gabriel Bortello, is not associated with the team, but he won F3, so we'll see how he does in F2 this year. So, like, any one of these guys could potentially, if there is a team like Haas or like Sauber that wants to, like, maybe bring in a rookie, maybe they get, like, cheaper parts from Ferrari, maybe there is, like, a pathway here, then there...
It just doesn't seem like Ferrari has a sexy rookie right now.
No, their sexiest rookie is I think... Théo Pourchaire, I think because he's still got the Fred connection.
Well, no, Théo Pourchaire is not Ferrari. He's Sauber.
He's Sauber, but it's Fred. I mean, if Fred's kind of like calling shots and saying like I like him, then, you know, if Fred has pull like that.
Okay, so I think maybe we'll put Théo Pourchaire for a year at
Sauber.
Yeah, sure, why not?
So Théo Pourchaire there.
Let's give him a seat in some alternate reality.
We've got K-Mag leaving. We got Hulkenberg staying. You think Haas brings in like a rookie? Maybe. I mean, they might. Yeah, they might. If they're fucking strapped for cash and the option.
Who do they
is,
put like Schwartzman in? Who's been sitting in a fridge?
Maybe Schwartzman. Maybe Schwartzman. Yeah.
I don't know. Have they ever given a guy a seat
after this long after on the this, bench?
He's the same class as Kyle Mylott.
Yeah, lived like he's nine just, lives. He's been sitting.
Kyle Mylott had an IndyCar career and lost it in the span of time that this guy's been sitting on Binotto and now Vasseur's lap.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. I don't know what's going to happen there. Do you bring in like an IndyCar guy? Do you bring in Alex Palou?
I don't think Ferrari's that imaginative.
But Haas might be.
Oh, Haas.
You know?
No, but I don't think Palou goes to a team like Haas. Like, I don't think if you're Palou and you're making good money at Chip Ganassi, you don't go to a sham organization like Haas.
Or our guy, or our boy, Pat, Patricio Award.
Yeah. No, I think.
Or do they stick with K-Mag and Hulk?
I think they stick.
I think they stick. Okay, so I think that's our board.
So 2025, we got Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen and Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
You got Charles Leclerc and Alex Albon. Lewis Hamilton and George Russell.
Yeah.
Pierre Gasly and Esteban Ocon on a 1-year deal. Lando and Oscar staying. Carlos Sainz and Teo Pourchaire at F1 Team Kicksauber. K-Mag and Nico staying around. Fernando Alonso, Yuki Tsunoda, Iwasa, and Liam Lawson. And then Kimi Antonelli and Valtteri Bottas at Williams.
Okay, I have one quick question. Yeah. When does Audi actually take over?
2026, I think.
So you think Carlos Sainz is going to like go through the pain of that 1 year? The back of the grid?
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a smart move. Eat shit for 1 year in the hopes that when this team takes over, you actually like hit the ground running.
Okay.
It is like a potential, like you will have to fucking eat shit for a year.
All right.
Okay. That's our board. I didn't know how this was going to shake out, but I fucking like it. Think it's fucking sexy.
Wish there was more chaos, but.
Yeah, there was kind of a not slutty version.
Because I think
we
realized, like, oh, they'll just, like, where are these guys going to go? They'll just be like, take another year while we figure our lives
right,
out.
Right. You know, this was, I think, a pretty, actually, very
measured,
this a departure for us.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're journalists now. We have a big platform. And so it's important when you have a fucking platform.
You got to be responsible.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the news that's been happening around F1, and then we'll let you all get back to your fucking sad little lives where you're not listening to fucking the red flags. Obviously, more senior leadership at Haas has been leaving. Simone Resta, who is the technical director, is gone. Gunter's obviously gone. Io's taken over. We'll see how that shakes out. We already kind of talked about how Gene's been kind of.
It's going to be a shit show.
It's going to be a shit show. And I'm hoping it's a shit show. I'm hoping that they fucking suck this year.
Yeah.
Because.
It's like watching your ex like just fail.
Yes.
Just making the most just cutting out all the toxic people in my life. You're like, oh, this person is so struggling.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah, when people
they're like, I'm just cutting out all the toxic people in my life, just focusing on me. I'm like, oh wow.
When people post memes that are like, only surround, like if the people around you don't support you, do you even support you? And then you're like, this person is
strong.
Every person I know who's like getting divorced posts shit like that.
Whenever you're tweeting or Xing or whatever the fuck it is mental health and shit, I'm like, you are in trouble.
Baby's not doing well. So we hope that they're gone. McLaren, big signings with McLaren. They were
Mr.
Steal Your Girl.
I can't believe he stole Estrella Galicia. What was the beer he stole? He got the
beer of Spain.
The beer of Spain. Yeah, yeah. He stole that from Carlos Sainz.
Wow.
He's like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Bienny too. And somehow that worked on them.
Yeah.
Over Carlos Sainz? Right. How the fuck did he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you have to hand it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck did he steal that from them?
That's crazy.
He stole Monster
right
from Mercedes.
Yeah.
He's like, I know Lewis is cool and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know who's really marketable? Oscar Piastri. I mean, the guy has to be an incredible salesman.
Yes.
You got to hand it to him.
No, he's fucking... He's
so good at his job.
He's the GOAT.
He's so good at his fucking job.
He is so good at his job.
He's making McLaren great again. He is the greatest American... He's the best American in F1, for sure.
No,
the fact that he stole Estrella Galicia from Mr. Spain?
Yeah.
From Captain Spain?
On Ferrari, that they thought we'd rather have
Oscar Piastri
and Lando Norris clinking our glasses than fucking Carlos Sainz with the fucking hair, fucking glistening, drinking that shit.
Exactly. Wow. The two least Spanish people you've ever
seen. So did he steal? Because it says here that he stole 0.0. Is it just a non-alcoholic thing?
I don't care.
Is Carlos gone? It's still, you know, my feelings don't care about your facts.
It's actually just a non-alcoholic. The fact that they didn't give that also to Carlos Sainz
or to
Fernando Alonso is crazy to me. And the fact that he stole Monster.
Yeah, yeah. Monster's crazy.
Monster's crazy.
Crazy.
They're like, yeah, we've had enough of this Lewis Hamilton fella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's move over to Oscar Piastri. Yeah.
That guy's got some real energy. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to think of energy. I think of Oscar Piastri.
Yeah, he signed on longer than Lando is. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he also, on top of beyond the sponsors, David Sanchez, who was Ferrari, ex-head of vehicle concept for Ferrari, is now going to be over with him. Mm-hmm. And Rob Marshall, who is a chief engineering officer at Red Bull, is coming to McLaren. They were both on gardening leave. They both had to just sit on their hands for a year, not be able to fucking, you know, say anything, do anything, break a contract. But they're now going to be with McLaren. So on top of that shit,
he's just collecting Infinity Stones.
He's doing both things. He's doing seemingly what, like, Gene is implying that Gunther couldn't.
Let's not forget that he stole Oscar Piastri.
And he stole Oscar Piastri. And that was a fucking great little steal.
Yeah. And he almost stole Pelot.
He almost stole Pelot.
But that Chip Ganassi car was just too good.
And what's crazy is that, like, he also stole Daniel Ricciardo, which, like, at the time was like, you're a genius. So, like, you know, not all. And he got
Malukas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who we love.
Who is great for content.
Great for the content. Yeah, so that's fucking Zach Brown. The guy knows what he's doing.
Do they even have a development program, or is Zach Brown like, I am the development program?
Yeah, yeah.
I just fucking snatch people.
He's literally like, why am I wasting time developing
drivers
these guys
when I could just let someone else do it and I can kidnap them?
It's actually fucking genius because you know, these loyalty doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it used to. There used to be, like, a sense of, like, this is how you do it. But then, like, the second the cat's out, it's like, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Now people just take people. Oh, guess what? Oh, you're going to be loyal to them? I have an F1 seat for you right now. When are they promising you a seat? In 3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that in 2024, the teams only have use of 3 power units.
That's so stupid. Who made that? Was that an FIA thing, Jenny?
Teams used to be able to use 4 power units. Now they've cut that down to 3.
Because you know what I love? More engine penalties.
Yeah, that's an FIA thing.
That's the FIA is so fucking stupid. They got rid of cursing.
Yeah.
They
oh my God. Yeah. Right.
It's like, you know what it is? It's such a power play. Because the MBS is like, oh, I have no power. So it's like, he's like, no cursing.
Yeah.
And you're now only going to be allowed 3 engines.
Right.
Because these are the little margins and where he can exercise power.
Right. That's what he does. Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Because he tried to throw his weight around in bigger ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it failed. Where he's like, you can't wear jewelry. Like, he was telling drivers what they could do. And they were all like,
fuck you.
Even that was still an example of this.
Yeah.
Even that was an example of this. Also,
it was, yeah, even that was like, but even that was too far.
He was throwing his weight around in bigger ways when he was like, when there was, you know, the valuation of F1.
Yeah.
And then he was like, it's actually not worth that much. And then everyone was like, shut the fuck up.
The Susie Wolf and Toto Wolf thing.
Throwing
his weight around.
That was a bigger throwing his weight around.
Yeah. And then he got checked hard.
Yes, checked fucking hard into the
board.
Yeah. That really is what's happening.
Yeah, he's just throwing his weight around.
That is what they're doing.
And it's just like, nobody wants to see engine penalties.
Right.
Everybody uses more than three engines.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
So that's fucking lame. And everyone's getting fined for now. What, you're not allowed to curse on the radio anymore?
So fucking stupid.
Yeah. They should be allowed to curse.
They bleep it. It's like, who cares?
No, it's just a power play.
It's a power play.
It's like what I said before.
He's coming for Yuki Tsunoda.
Yeah. And Max, honestly.
Yuki Tsunoda, it's English is his second language. He doesn't, like, he learned to speak English in garages with fucking, like, British fucking lads who cursed all the time.
I love when they curse.
It's the best thing when they fucking curse. It's the best
part when they curse. What else are we enjoying when Max is three laps ahead?
Yeah, I don't want to listen to the radio if they're not cursing.
Yeah.
You just want to hear, boop. George in the wall. Oh, sugar, burp.
Well, it is funny that they have to hit a button to then curse. It's like,
I know. Well, that's what Fred said when we talked to him. When we were like, do they have to actually, like?
He's like, no, that's a conscious decision.
It's a conscious decision when Charlotte Claire like pressed the button and said, "I am stupid. I am stupid."
Or just no. Like I would say, I wouldn't hit a button.
Yeah,
I would just
do it.
I just. Because I broadcast things all the time.
Right.
I don't want anybody to hear it. I just broadcast it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So MBS is just on a fucking power trip.
Yeah, he's on a tear.
He's like the kid that you give. He's like the hall monitor that you give a little bit of power to. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Actually.
Yeah.
Actually, you can't wear that.
Yeah. That's against the dress code.
Nothing was better than like being in situations with like. This happened a lot of time in, say with me, in drama school, because you'd be like, you'd do these little plays and then you'd have someone be like your stage manager and they would just be a fucking Nazi during the fucking thing. But then you like see them and then you're like in life with them.
Yeah.
But in this room,
they're like,
watch. Did you read my email? Yeah. I had this one stage manager who said like, she would put something at the end where it was like, If you've read this all the way through, you get a candy. Just say the word this when you come into rehearsal today.
And
then she like came in, she was like, do you have anything to say? And I was just like, no. And she was like, I guess you didn't read my email then. And I was like, I remember like, I read the email. I was like, what do I need to know? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't fucking be like, oh, and then what's the PS underneath her name?
Yeah.
I didn't read the email.
I was like, when Brian.
Hey, let's be honest. I didn't read the email, and guess what? I didn't fucking need to.
Yeah.
But it is a thing where someone finds their lane to have power.
Yeah.
And then you like see them later in life. I remember this also when I
Power reveals.
Power reveals.
Yes.
When I was a back waiter at ABC Kitchen.
Yeah.
I came in and, you know, I was basically like the waiter's assistant. I didn't take orders. I just brought the food and
the water.
I brought the water. Yeah. I did all the grunt work, which was fine with me because I was like, I don't have to learn this really fucking intense menu. I don't have to think. Yeah. I just get to do shit. Yeah. I'm not trying to put any of my mental energy here. Exactly. All this stuff.
You can check it. You gotta be on autopilot.
And then, so then I would have people who would be like my waiters and I'd be working underneath them and how they would treat me would be very fucking revealing. And now,
some waiters would treat you one way and some waiters.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I live with a guy who now and guess what? We're peers.
Yeah.
And like, but then we go to these parties and this is, you know, years after the fact.
And he treated you well.
He treated me well because he's a fucking nice guy and it didn't say, oh, well, this is my back waiter. Then I get to fucking be an asshole
and
to
take
you.
My whole life out on him.
Yeah, exactly. But now I get to like see these people
who had power over
me. And guess what? Who I'm now doing better than in life.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just a peer and they're like. The shame on their face when they see me is literally like I could fucking. I'm like, no. It's better than fucking sour Skittles on a hot day.
Can I get a reading? How do they greet you?
They're just like, hi. Like, like, how, like, congrats on the podcast. Then I'm like, suck a dick, dude. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, they thought they were fucking Jeremy Allen White.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, you're not. You're not.
Oh, God.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful when that shit happens. Okay. Wind tunnel time. This is, so here's the breakdown. Here's the breakdown of who gets the most of the wind tunnel time going into 2024. Haas gets 1,380 hours of wind tunnel time. Yeah. F1 team Kick Sauber gets 1,320. AlphaTauri gets 1,260.
This one's really interesting.
What?
Because they're going to get all Red Bull's parts.
Right.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
And they get all this wind tunnel
and
time.
And they get a ton of wind tunnel time. So Red Bull's going to be like,
That's the other thing. How are those parts doing?
Right.
How are they going to control that?
Talk about conflicts of interest.
Yeah. How are they going to stop that from helping Red Bull?
Yeah.
So how's that new suspension we got giving you? Right. You know? How's that doing in the old wind tunnel?
Yeah.
They're obviously not going to do it over email.
Right.
But like over drinks.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Unofficial. Kind of like
off
how the Susie Wolf thing was tipped off.
Yeah. Unofficial.
I don't know if you heard Christian Horner when he was on Sky News. He said it was an unofficial. We haven't lodged any official complaint.
Yeah.
Williams gets 1,200 hours. Alpine gets 1,140. Aston Martin gets 1,080. McLaren gets 1,020. Ferrari gets 960, Mercedes 900, and Red Bull gets 840 hours.
Which is lost
more than enough time.
Which is more than they got last time. And right. And then you add all the AlphaTauri hours.
Right, exactly.
And then they got tons.
And then they got tons of time. By the way, Newey uses a World War II wind tunnel. This is what Jenny just said. Apparently,
that's
Adrian
Newey, he's
the fucking shit, dude.
He is like Oppenheimer.
He literally is Oppenheimer. Adrian Newey is Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Damn.
Just walking around with his little notebook, spying on people.
If he was around in World War II, whatever country he was from, like that country would win so thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like
their planes would have just been fucking so much faster than anyone else's planes.
I mean, he's just wasted in this non-World War environment.
Yeah.
Just designing cars that are useless and faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
But could you imagine him in a war effort?
Right.
He would be designing machines of death,
right?
Like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
I am become death. Yeah. That is fucking. That would have been Adrian Newey.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, would have been. Oh God, what's his name? Who's the fucking the fat guy who was the head of England? Who is
Churchill?
Churchill. Churchill,
that guy who was there,
the head of England. Yeah, let's go. No, Churchill just like shows up at his house and like pours him a scotch, and it's like, come have a cigar with me.
Yeah.
And then he just sits him down. He's like, we need you, buddy.
Yeah, he's like the modern day Da Vinci.
Yeah, he's a fucking king. Oh, so Jenny said it was 1946 post war, but like still sick, dude. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay.
You know what's the best example of power trip?
Yeah.
Of how lowly people treat other... Is the Wamsgans-Greg relationship.
Yes.
Just the guy at the bottom of the food chain just finds the one guy below him and just treats him like absolute garbage. Yeah. It's just so real.
Yeah, you can't make a tomlet without breaking some Gregs. You sent that 126 times this night. No, it's the perfect embodiment and encapsulation of that.
Yeah,
no. Now, they do have some like weird sick bond that like ultimately develops, but no, most of the time you don't get the sick bond. You just get the person who's just taking their fucking day out on you.
Yeah.
Because they can. All right. Jenny says it's how assistants treat interns, how agents treat assistants, you know, especially
the and then the
Hollywood.
Assistants take it out on the interns.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. The hazing process.
Mm-hmm. Let's break the cycle, guys.
Let's break the cycle. I think that just about does this little thing. I think, 2020, this silly season is going to be crazy. And this F2 season is really one to watch out for. We're going to do our best. We're going
to cover it.
To cover it this year. You know, get your eyes on the F2 season, because it's going to be this Kimi Antonelli kid. He's being thrown to the fucking
wolves.
And if Kimi Antonelli wins this Formula 2 season, then he's on a Leclerc. He's on a Piastri.
It's more impressive than any of those.
It's more impressive than even any of that, because they did F3 into F2. He's young.
He does have one advantage, which I've read about.
What?
They're changing the regs for F2.
Right.
So none of the guys who were there last, none of the super seniors
established F team
have a crazy advantage.
Right.
Because they've never driven that specific car before either.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's in his favor that I think maybe Mercedes calculated, like, okay, it's going to be hard, but it's not going to be as hard because these guys are also taking a step back as well.
True.
Because they'll also have a learning curve.
Yeah.
So something to consider.
Yeah, but he's going in against some really top, young talent. So it's going to be a really interesting year.
But he's going to be on Prema, which is like the best team.
He's going to be on one of the best teams.
He's going to be in a position to do well.
Yeah. So watch out, Kimi Antonelli. Let's see if the hype is real. We'll see.
Merck fucks it up.
Yeah. But yeah, he might be on that Oscar Piastri.
Or is it just Lewis being like, one more career I have to ruin?
Yeah.
There can only be one.
Yes. I am become death.
I am become death. All right.
All right, you motherfucking Vankas.
We love you. Goodbye, Vanka.
Till next time. Hell yeah.